Hey guys, welcome to Rank You Very Much, the show where we rank anything and everything. This is episode 48, I believe. That's how many times I've done this show. Too many times, some people have told me, but other people have said, what, you do a podcast? So, I'm doing pretty good, folks. And today we have a fantastic episode. We're talking about the best classic NES game. And as always, we have two special guest experts in the field. To the right of me is a professional cord untangler and a video game blower in the cartridge of her. I don't know the official title. Mr. Eddie Brown.
Yes. It's just blower.
Okay, just blower. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The untangler part is like, it's extra. Like, it's just an add-on, really.
Has work taken a hit since things have gotten more digital and downloading on the... what do you find that you can blow nowadays?
I mean, there's always something to blow. You know, there's always something to blow.
It's a skill set that transcends just Nintendo.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. People will pull out all kinds of old things for me to blow.
Alright.
I always do.
Well, that's good. And this is nothing weird about that at all. Folks, also we have a second special guest expert, because we don't just have one, we have two, every now and then three. But today we have two. To the left of me, folks, is a resident under Dr. Mario himself, Mr. Ryan Niemiller.
Hello.
How are you?
Ryan, what do you learn from Dr. Mario that you wouldn't learn from other doctors?
Well, I have learned that Dr. Mario, not actually a real doctor.
Not a real doctor. They didn't get the certification.
Do not let him touch your genitals. I learned that week 1, 5, and 12.
When you say you learned it week 1 and 5, it sounds like you learned it week 12.
You'd think that, but he's very charming. Like, he gets you back that nice mustache. He cured Hubert of his rickets. So, I mean, he does a lot of good deeds. So it was really hard to...
Man, Hubert, his knee can't be good.
Oh, can't be. He just hops around. No wonder he's cursing all the time. He's in constant pain.
Just constant arthritis.
Oh, his knees.
This is a side story. I really wanted to do, they have like a trampoline park in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and I wanted to do trampoline dodgeball, because they play dodgeball in college.
Well, of course they do.
And then I thought about it, and I was like, oh, Joe, you're 31.
Yeah, that's like, not going
to... Your knees will just leave. You'll walk out there, and then you won't have knees anymore.
Yeah, you just have, you'll look like Hank Hill's dad.
Just go cotton. Interesting to see what works out for cotton. Anyways... we've got a great show, Classic NES. Behind me is a list of Classic NES games we'll be talking about in no particular order, which I feel like I have to start saying, because people will see the numbers and think it's in order. No, it's not. No particular order. Castlevania 3, Excitebike, Dragon Warrior, Super Mario 3, Mega Man 2, Punch-Out, Legends of Zelda, Tecmo Super Bowl, Bubble Bobble, Battletoads, and Dodgeball. Amazing games, every one of them. I've enjoyed playing all of them, except the ones that I haven't, but that doesn't matter.
It's only like 9 of them.
It's only 11 of them. Yeah, I didn't even know I thought an NES was an STD, so I...
I never played.
Really, just, I don't know what I have then. And, but here's the deal. Eddie, what's your criteria determining what the best classic NES game, before you go into the list and start chopping them up?
I mean... I want something that's playable.
That's definitely a good start. That is a good start.
You know, if you turn it on and it starts, that's
you
probably
want
the best thing.
Buttons to work.
Definitely.
Well, we got 11 great games.
Well, we could add E.T. and get that off, because that doesn't work. That game just doesn't work.
Well, I was kind of a nerd growing up, you know? I want my game to be difficult, you know what I mean? I want a challenge.
Effort, gotcha,
yeah.
I see.
I want to put in maximum effort.
Maximum. What is that from, maximum? Deadpool, right?
Deadpool.
Man, that guy, he's always doing stuff. Ryan.
Talking about mouth.
He's not doing stuff.
He's always doing stuff. That's why I like
There's something about him.
I like the comics. He rarely does nothing. That's why I like him.
He's not sitting still. There's something he's doing, and it's being done. There's no doubt about that. Ryan, what is your criteria determining what the best classic NES game.
At this point, it's something that is still fun to play now.
Yeah.
I think needs to be factored in. Also, since these games, you know, were mid to 80s to early 90s, something that has, you know, how it influenced the industry after that as well.
I see. So
benchmarks
to you,
that it can make later.
To you, it's not necessarily the game itself, but the overall influence in the video game history.
Correct. That's part of it as well, yeah.
You know, there hasn't been a solid documentary about video games yet. There's been a couple that talk about the history.
And there,
nothing like... Why is Ken Burns not going into video games? You know, I get it. The Vietnam War is over, Ken. The Vietnam War is over.
Because he had to do 30 hours on 1920s baseball. And I love baseball, but come on, Ken. Get your life together.
Well, the 20s were when the hitters were really out. And, okay. E.T. was Atari. Gotcha. I just want you to know that Steve Giles said E.T. was Atari. Then Steven Vincent Giles said, fact check, E.T. was Atari. So Steve Giles, as two different people, fact checked himself.
Is his fake persona to help himself online also Steve Giles?
I think Steve...
That's awesome.
I think, yeah, Steve Giles and Steve Vincent Giles are a team working together in the mind... Similar to Fendler and Walter. though that it's inside baseball for you guys. You probably love that. And but anyway,
Ken Burns.
Yeah, Ken Burns. Ken Burns is Fendler. we're gonna continue. To me, it's all about nostalgia and memories. I know we had talked before the show that nostalgia is a bad thing, but to me, I remember playing it with my brother. Spending hours tucked away in a room, not exercising, slowly developing that love into a Super Nintendo, and when I got a Super Nintendo for Christmas, jumping up and going to my brother, go, in your face, this one's mine! Because he had the NES, then later down the line, getting Final Fantasy VII for PlayStation. And honestly, I think that is what my generation is. We're the generation between, like, social media and, like, hard-nosed things that are kind of lost. But the one thing we are in is video games. We live throughout video games. So you're welcome.
That was beautiful.
And one thing Joe forgot to mention is when he, that Christmas morning where he got in his brother's face like that, he was 28.
Yes,
he
I was 28. 28 years old.
So it was...
My brother was a miscarriage. He's dead. So we just have a little casket for him that's around. I just go, in your face! technically, Nintendo
you
have
to be Luigi, you son of a bitch.
Man, I love Luigi, actually. Luigi's the best. Where the hell is Metroid? And Eddie Brown has kids. That's for Patrick Murray.
I will tell you where Metroid is. Metroid is a terrible, terrible game.
Metroid is... dog shit.
You know why you remember Metroid? Because you grew up and that was the only game you had. I promise you got 4 minutes into the game, didn't know what you were doing. That game, it's good because it led to Super Metroid, which is a legitimately good game. The original Metroid, terrible controls. If you have to draw your own map, that's a shitty game. If that's the only way you can get through it, if I have to do homework and like schoolwork and art to be able to get through a game, it's terrible. Super Metroid's good. Metroid can eat my ass.
Also, I don't like that it's a lady.
Strong females intimidate.
I do not like it. I date one because she won't let me leave. And, no, she's way better than me. Anyways, folks, look at the list behind us. We've talked about it. We're going to start everyone's favorite round. The veto round, where we each go one at a time, take something off the list that we don't think is the best classic NES game. And as always, we start with the oldest person here, Eddie Brown.
Alright. Having just hung out with this game again, Dragon Warrior. I'm going to take Dragon Warrior off the list because holy shit, that was boring and hard.
I watched Eddie Brown play Dragon Warrior for 5 minutes earlier today, and he died.
I literally
How
died.
How did you die in the first... Did a blue slime get you?
No.
Did a blue slime do too much for you, Eddie?
I ran away from the slime.
How do you run away
from the slime? I ran away from the slime, and then I tried to run away from a...
A drakey?
Yeah, a drakey. And it was like, no, you can't run. Dead.
So yeah, you gotta go club as your weapon.
So what happened, is Eddie Brown left the castle and didn't go to the other town. He just explored the map.
Yeah.
So
he
didn't even buy any
weapons.
You didn't weapon to armor?
Oh, yeah, it's the game's fault.
It was the game.
I was like, the game is bad.
Not you.
I had 120 gold, I'll have you know.
Right. You know what you're supposed to use to buy armor.
Nolan Miller's in Dragon Warrior is great in that you must really suck at Dragon Warrior, which is probably going to the right email.
That's probably true.
Now I will go ahead and agree with you, though. It's fine. The game doesn't hold up well now. At the time, it was a game that kind of popularized that sort of JRPG.
Was that before Zelda?
It was, I think, around the same time in Japan. Gotcha. It was before Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy. Well, Final Fantasy 1 sucks.
It is pretty bad.
It's really bad.
Yeah. And I will say, Dragon Warrior doesn't hold up well now, but it kind of, what it led to, popularized that JRPG style.
Well, I told Eddie, when I was a kid, my brother loved Dragon Warrior. He used to play the game all the time. And then I would play it, because I wanted to be like my brother. And so I'd play the game, and I didn't understand anything they were saying.
Yeah.
I didn't understand what I was doing. I talked to everybody, read it, and be like, I don't get it. And then I'd walk to a castle, and then I'd shut the game. I'm like, I made it to this thing.
Yeah. And
is that the game? And then my brother, Dragon Warrior taking off the list, that's fair. I don't think it was going to win. And I don't think it was the best RPG even on the list. So we're going to take Dragon Warrior off. Sorry, everybody. Nolan Miller.
I think people are still going to be a little shitty with me, though.
Nolan Miller said he's okay with going with it, though. So thank you, Nolan, for giving us that... That little passage here. We're gonna keep coming, keep coming. Ryan Neemill, you're up next. What do you think is not the best classic NES game?
I am going to take off Excitebike.
I love Excitebike.
And we were talking about it a little bit before. Excitebike's the game that everyone has the nostalgia for and remembers fondly playing because it was one of probably three video games they owned at the beginning. The racing sucks. I have this nightmare still of that stupid engine overheating sound.
Do you wanna hear my impression of Excitebike?
Please. About that game
is it's not what I did.
Yeah, it was not that. It led to this moment 30 years later. That was the cool part of this game. That we could hear Joe Bates do an impression of it. You know what? Put it back on the list.
Michael Winslow out of the building!
The track creation was really cool for the time that you could actually build your own, but gameplay wise, it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, I would say it doesn't. The racing aspect of it, the whole point of the game, is really bad. The reason I liked it so much is I would make just the worst tracks ever.
Oh yeah, that are impossible to get through.
Yeah, just like giant hill after giant hill after giant. I don't know what's happened to my body. It's dying.
I will talk to Dr. Mario for
you. Oh, my genitals! That's gotta be the problem!
Probably a problem with your lower testes.
Your lower testes.
They have a virus. And a real virus.
Do I have upper testes?
Dr. Mario's gonna find out.
Dr. Mario. He's the next one to go down.
I'm actually sad he's not on the list. That game's amazing, but
Dr. Mario is pretty good. I think the version of it that's better than Dr. Mario was created from one of the other games on the list. The bubble version of Dr. Mario, I think, is better than Dr. Mario. But hey, whatever. Also, do you notice that Dr. Mario, Tetris, and Bubble Bobble are all just the aspects of Candy Crush and all these fun phone games that everybody plays?
Oh, now? I mean Tetris is. Is kind of the
that's yeah, like it's the very standard. Yeah, everyone's just
it's the best-selling video game of all time. So like it's.
I thought it was by far. I thought the best-selling video game was the Bible.
Jesus actually played Tetris on his game. People loved it.
I only know the one song.
You know that time where you don't hear from him, like he goes from like baby to age 33?
Yeah.
Game Boy.
Just Game Boy edition.
Tons of Game Boy.
Jesus! Are you gonna build this bench?
I like that he's smug while
he's close, like, man. He's smug and closing his eyes. That is so good at Tetris.
And when the battery dies, though, where is he going to charge it?
And, okay, just the Bible is the best-selling video game. Seriously, Ninja Gaiden's not on there. This is dumb. Well, Steve, at the point we get to the final five, guess what? Watching the show, you can suggest Ninja Gaiden and say it should be added to the list. But right now, we're going to continue going down what we have. I'm up next to veto something off the list. And, you know what, Steve? No, I'm not going to do that, because I don't think it's that...
Don't make your pickups spike.
That's how I started stand-up.
I started stand-up on spike.
Yeah, because that fan won Last Comic Standing, and I was like, I'm funnier than that fan. Even though I don't know stand-up, and never I did it. And then I went up and bombed someone in the crowd, went, wah, 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 wah. And I didn't do it.
But someone literally had a trombone for you?
No, it was like how I did it. So I like they trombone.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know what that's
don't
called.
Don't do comedy for high school bands. They don't get it.
We're all... it really was a... my joke was a tromboner. Anyways. wait, what was that? okay, I'm going to take one off the list here right now. And... fuck, they're all pretty good games.
This is getting serious.
You know what? I'm gonna... Just because I'm bad at it, and that's probably what I'm gonna take off the next game after this one, I'm just really bad at it, and it was frustrating. I'm taking Punch-Out.
That was gonna be mine.
Off the list.
That's rough.
I can't... The guy who does the tornado... The tornado punch guy, he spins. I could never beat him.
Super Macho Man?
Super Macho Man.
That's who he is, yeah. That's the guy who does the tornado punch.
Yeah, I couldn't beat him.
Well, you're bad.
Yeah, well, that's fair. I couldn't... Look, I don't think anything I was going to say was going to make you happy here.
Well, there's a couple of them.
But to me, that the spinning punch, I would duck and then duck too soon every time, then get hit, and then just be like, I hate this game.
It's almost the point.
I never got to Mike Tyson in it. Was he in it?
Yes.
Yes.
well, the first turn until they lost the license with them. Then it was Mr. Dream.
Classic Mr. Dream. Always in the way. Never.
Basically just White Tyson. It was White Tyson.
They should have a Punch-Out game now where you're just Mike Tyson beating people up, but the boss you have to lose. So you have to throw the match.
Oh, God, it's Buster Douglas.
But I'm taking Punch-Out off the list.
That one hurts me.
I wanted to take one off, but I thought it'd be too soon based on one of the other ones I was taking off. But we're going to continue, guys. How do you like that random video? Fun? Good times?
It's good.
I'm having the best time I've ever had.
Well, that is worth it, then.
I actually want to sell all my video games and just do this.
Yeah, well, that's fair. With who? Me?
Yeah, whatever.
Ryan E. Miller is our new special guest expert.
We'll just talk every week on everything.
well, we have to make it all Dr. Mario-based, because that's all you know.
Exactly.
So...
As long as it involves Dr. Mario's sweet push-broom mustache.
Ranking best mustaches, ranking best jobs you don't actually do. He does it more with doctor stuff than he does a plumber. Glass Joe Bates, that's a good one. I like that one.
Clever.
That's
I like that.
Solid, Steve and Mr. Giles. You should tell Steve Giles that. We're going to continue with another round of veto, folks. Another round of veto with the youngest person here, Mr. Eddie Brown.
All right. I'm going to go. Yep.
Science!
I'm going to go with, for similar reasons, very, very difficult, even though that was my reason for liking.
Yes, yeah, I love video games when they're hard.
I
but this game's hard.
I do.
Okay. This one's too tough.
This one's like, yeah.
I like it when it's tough.
I
want it
to
too
be hard,
tough.
But I don't want to like be like, fuck this. You know, I don't want to like.
What game are you taking off, Eddie?
I'm gonna go with Battletoads.
Battletoads can suck it.
Oh my god, Battletoads! That I was gonna win this thing. I fucking love Battletoads.
Awesome. Have you ever got past Turbo Tunnel?
No, nobody does. Man. That's the last level of the game.
There's actually 9 other levels.
No, nope, that's the last level.
The game is too hard. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's that old, it's the NES hard, where these games were designed to be just...
Like the first Turtles?
Yeah, yeah. The first Turtles is hard, because it makes no goddamn sense. There's nothing going on. There's, like, chicken fire, chicken leg monsters.
Yeah, dude, you gotta watch out for
vaginas and stuff. There's, like, nothing going on. Rocksteady appears once, and then a giant weird vagina monster gets you.
Does Bebop appear?
I think so.
That'd be great if only Rocksteady appeared, yeah, and only, not Bebop. Yeah, they killed Nate.
Yeah, you're totally right. Battletoads is just too hard.
Battletoads, like, is hard. You know, you play it for a little while, and you're like, I can do this.
Dude, the big hand, the big boot. You know what game is really good? Battletoads Double Dragon.
The SNES.
That game is really fun. I like that game a whole bunch. Yeah. But Battletoads, yeah, it's... You're right.
So many of these games were just designed because people were only going to be able to buy, like, a game, and they couldn't make these games, like, 100 hours because of just space and technology. So, like, how about we just make it impossible? That's the way.
I would watch a speed run of Battletoads on YouTube. I think I'd watch that. Just to see what the other
ones are. There's a guy I've watched, the guy who has the world record on it. It's, like, 12 and a half minutes. It's insane.
Well, if you get everything right, yeah, it's going to be fast, but just, like, not dying is the problem. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a long game. Just can't die.
I beat it once using, because it's on the Rare Replay collection that came out. It has rewinds and save states. So you can kind of see. I've never beat it legit, because
fuck that. Alright, well, folks, Battletoads off the list. I was hoping it would win, which makes no sense. Yeah. But that's kind of how I am. I also don't think Punch-Out, back to my point, I don't think Punch-Out really did anything for anything. It led to nothing. It was a fucking dumb game.
Led to more punch-outs.
They did lead to more punch-outs. In boxing, too. There's actually more knockouts than punch-outs. Yeah.
Thanks to that.
Yeah. Anyways, Ryan, you're up next. What are you taking off the list?
I will have to take off, even though I really enjoy this game, just compared to the others, I don't think it holds up. Super Dodgeball.
Oh, fuck! Remember how I told you before there's like 3 or 4 games, but we just took out 2 of them real quick.
Like, the game is super fun.
Super Dodgeball is amazing.
I still love playing it now. Like all of those style of games, like I think it's like the Kinokuni games or whatever, like the Japanese.
Yeah.
But they have a bunch of like weird like soccer games and...
It's just, you have the people around the end too, you pass it around.
Yeah. Just like the boys. It's always like obnoxious fans just get involved. Throwing bottles at like Indian guys. Like, the game's actually pretty racist. Not on my side.
Well, I don't want to say that's why I loved it. Because, the game is... I love that game so much.
The power-ups are really cool.
Like, the power-ups are the only way you can knock them out sometimes.
Yeah, like... It's a really fun game, but just compared to the others on the list, it's just not...
You ever been playing Super Dodgeball, and then you have one match, and you're playing the computer, and you're like, this has been 30 minutes. And nobody's done anything yet. But I love the game.
There's the one dude, ironically, from the, I think the India team, there is one guy who is like, he has like the best defense. He's like the Mike Tyson of Dodgeball video game. Like, he's so hard. You can hit him with power throws, and he just hulks them off.
Yeah, oh my gosh. When they catch him, and they go back a little bit, you're like, well, that sucks. This isn't good.
Now he's mad.
And you never want to make the team in India mad, because I don't think there's a line I could say that's good for me to say.
You should have said the first line.
Should I not have said the first line? Is the first line bad? I don't think the first line's bad.
Even Dr. Mario's like, nothing, no.
Well,
I mean, I just touch a genitals.
I don't know. My colleagues. Anyways, let's continue on the list. It's up to me to take one off now. It's difficult. Because the two I wanted to take out the first time are still on the list, which means they did not want to take them off. Oh, Jesus Christ. So, to me, right now, I think I can take a side-scroller game off, because we have a lot of those left. And the other
game... That's what NES was good at.
Yeah, that was their best thing. Yeah. There's a lot of side-scroller games on here. And I'm just going to have to take off the one that I didn't play, because I don't know it. And for me, I'm sorry, I also was never interested in playing it. And the whole idea of the game, never. I don't really give a shit about that stuff. I'm taking off Castlevania 3. I know vampires are cool. Their anime might be a nice anime. I watched one episode. It wasn't for me. I just don't like vampires. I'm not into it. The only vampire I like is Marceline. It's the only vampire that I've ever liked. But yeah, I'm taking off Castlevania 3. Do you have an issue with that?
Castlevania had some cool stuff. Like, it had branching paths, which was pretty new for the time.
Oh, really? Did they have multiple endings?
Did have multiple endings. You actually could change characters. Like, depending on what paths you go, if you beat that guy, he can join your team if you want.
Really?
So it did do
well,
some
maybe
really cool
I should
stuff.
Play Castlevania 3, because that does sound really
it
good.
Did some cool, for me, I'm okay with that game going, because, and again, this is only supposed to be NES, but Super Castlevania 4 for the SNES
is so much better.
Blows that game out of the water. So, like, everything cool about that, it's the same thing with, like, the Metroid Super.
Well,
Metroid
there's another game that probably has a lot of games that are better than it after it came out that's still on the list.
Well,
a lot
sure.
of people suggested that one. But...
sure.
Ah!
Oh, could be killed!
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Joe's good.
So that's it, guys. We vetoed the thing. We're down to our final five. Super Mario 3, Mega Man 2, Legend of Zelda, Tecmo Super Bowl. I can't do this move. That's the
that thing. It's
and Bubble Bobble.
You're opening your throat too much.
Yeah, I'm opening my throat too much. That's Kevin Spacey was okay with it. And so brave.
Stop.
So we're doing our final five, folks. If you're watching on Facebook Live or on BitChat, feel free to call in or comment on Facebook Live to let us know a video game we may have missed. I want to remind you guys, our final five is Legend of Zelda, Tecmo Super Bowl, Super Mario 3, Mega Man 2, and Bubble Bobble. Those are our final five right now. All very good games. But if there's a game we're missing, again, feel free to comment or call in. And while we're waiting for your comments, Ryan and Eddie, are there games that are on the list that you think we may have missed that you want to just give a quick mention to or talk about a little bit? I think RC...
Well, I got one. Guardian Legend.
I don't know Guardian.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. It's kind of a deep cut for NES. It was a really cool, because it had sections of the game where it's kind of like side-scrolling action, you know, just kind of shooting that way.
Yeah.
And then when you actually go into the boss levels, it becomes a shoot-em-up. So you, like, basically transform into a ship, and then you're doing...
Oh!
It's like vertical shooting stuff.
So it's like a fucking... Not Galaga. What's that... What's that game called? You like the strip and you go around back.
Kind of like Gradius and
Force,
but it's the vertical instead of the horizontal.
Got
but it the music is fantastic on it. You can get it really cheap. You can get the card for like $8.
Well, I know I thought I owned it, but I didn't own it. One of these games I need to go buy because I fucking love it. I don't have it, but RC Pro-Am is a game I have. That game he played a little bit earlier today. He was not having fun.
No,
It's hard.
I just don't like that it's
It just takes getting used to.
Yeah.
When you get used to it, man, because it's the racing is fun. It's never you can kind of bump people in the. Oh, I love RC Pro-Am.
The only small complaint I have with RC Pro-Am is if you don't level up your car properly, you get screwed later.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah.
something where it's like.
But that's like every race.
Tires, baby.
Yeah,
stick
exactly.
tires.
Yeah.
Get yourself some sticky ass tires.
I bought too many rockets.
Why did I get all these rockets? Which, when we did Best Arcade Game, I was really pushing Off-Road.
Yeah, Off-Road's great. Even the NES port of Off-Road's really good.
And it just got, I think it ended up, well, just spinning the wheel to turn, like, so way too many times.
Yeah.
I loved Off-Road. I think what ended up winning, though, was Ski-Ball. No, not Ski-Ball, Papa Shot.
Okay.
I wasn't happy with. I was hoping
it was
Simpsons or X-Men. Logan Baird and Peter Hines.
Or like
not Logan Baird, Peter Hines and...
The Claw Game, could the Claw Game have
Greg
won?
Winston.
Does that count?
The Claw Game, yeah, it wasn't on the list, but I think we talked
that's
about
Logan.
It.
This whole show...
I thought that was my voice.
Yeah. I thought you actually turned into a robot.
tonight I'll be a robot for the State Street Show, which is... Man, I haven't been that character in a long time for a reason. And, anyways, Eddie, any game do you think that was missed on this list?
Can I say Galaga? Is that a thing?
there's an NES.
No, you can't say Galaga.
Because Galaga is one of my favorite games of all time.
Really?
Yes. I spent way too many hours playing that game.
Yeah, there's a good NES port for the game. Yeah, it's fun.
I just like that. That's the kind of like gradual difficulty that I want in a game, where it starts off like, okay, this is kind of let you figure it out, and then you get a couple levels in, and it's just like, all right, we're gonna try to kick your ass now. But it's still like, we understand that you're only at level 10 right now, and there's like 60 or 100 levels to go or whatever. So let's see if you can really be a badass. You know?
That's a good point. The progression of difficulty is very tough to figure out, I would think, in a lot of games, especially like nowadays RPG games. They want people to play the whole game to get new people in. So like Final Fantasy 15 is incredibly easy to play.
Yeah.
It's an easy game, which sucks, because I love Final Fantasy. But if you're going to do that, at least make the story great. And I think Final Fantasy 15 was okay, but kind of just a lot.
Yeah, but, I mean, the trend, this depends on which way you're looking at, though, because, like, the trend of indie games right now is let's just make this hard as balls for no reason.
Have you played Cuphead?
Yeah. That one is, for me, I kind of find that to be in the middle, because at least when you're dying, it feels fair.
Yeah, I guess
I've woken up my neighbors a lot cursing, but that's but at least when you die.
Well, I don't know why he goes over there and rings the door. That's the fuck! The comment's so fucking hard.
I am trying to sleep, Brian. Yeah,
but like at least with some of the games like that feels like if you get hit, you're pissed. But you're like, okay, it's because I was in the wrong spot. Or I led him into the wrong place there.
Gotcha.
There are some games like there's an indie game called I Want to Be the Guy.
I Want to Be the Guy.
Yeah, which is just
to be the hardest
game. Yeah, it's so hard. And there's like versions of like I Want to Be the Boshi and stuff where it's literally just like...
What's the game about?
It's like platforming stuff, but everything is like pixel-perfect jumps, and it's like...
Oh.
Like, people will play hundreds of hours and not get past level one.
You know who the last boss is?
Me?
Mike Tyson from Mike Tyson's.
For one of them, yeah. There's one where you're fighting a big box of, like, dish detergent. It's really weird. Like, they take sprites from, like, other games. If you fight Sonic.
Oh, so it's kind of... Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like a... But, like...
So it's like, I want to be the best of all the video games.
Yeah. But you even, like, do stuff like that. Like, even people will make, like, the Kaizo Super Mario World hacks. People make just the hardest things possible.
Oh, like, yeah, where you have to grab a shell, hit it, then jump on it. I watched that, and I'm like, that was fucking wasted time.
So you can find, and even if you want to go, like, more traditional, like, AAA titles, you can play Dark Souls if you want something hard. Like, you can find difficult or not, but finding that balance of something that you're like, this is a good challenge,
hard,
you
know,
but I can get through it.
Yeah. Katamari Damacy is that, yeah, that one? That game is pretty hard.
Yeah,
because it's the time of it and like trying to figure out, you know, like they got a ramp just right. That game is pretty difficult. And a game I've always wanted to play, but I heard is difficult. Mosquito.
I've seen that play, but I've not played it.
Where you're basically a mosquito in someone's house, and the ability, you just want to get blood. So it's like these giant people, and you're flying around trying not to get killed, to go land awesome. On them to get a little bit of blood before they notice.
That's awesome. But you get smashed, and before they fly swatter you. And
yeah, I'm going to get smashed.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of games...
Trying to my commentary, too. You're in rare form.
I just want to just notice that you guys are the first two people to at least, like, get the whole pause and laugh thing, where other people are like, what are we...
Well, that's why
I think one on the list is...
that's why I'm a permanent guest, though.
Ryan's a permanent guest! He fucking gets the point of the show! Awkward pauses!
I'm putting in my 2 weeks with Dr. Mario.
We'll take these pills. I'm all about voices. And when I did this as an audio podcast, I used to have a host, a producer, and it was just me doing a voice. It was me doing a voice. It was me talking to this other person while the other guests are like, who is this other person? And they're all on Skype. And I go, it's my producer. But it was all basically like my voice, but hey, it's me. You know, that's me.
And I thought another person was here, and I got worried.
But that's why it's a video podcast to take away the magic. All right, we're down to our final five, folks. Nobody suggested anything other than Ninja Gaiden. Do you think Ninja Gaiden should be out of the list?
Ninja Gaiden is hard for the second heart. It's okay. Really good music.
We're not on any list. We're not going to make the top three. So we're going to go through the list one at a time, determine whether out of these five it's a top three game, starting with Super Mario 3. Is Super Mario 3 a top three game, classic NES game?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it a little bit when we get to the top three. Mega Man 2. This one I'm kind of... I feel like Mega Man, like Punch-Out, is too difficult.
See, that's why I like Mega Man 2. Mega Man 2 is the easy one.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm saying that. Because I tried playing Mega... Like, they had the Mega Man games on the PS Now.
Yeah.
And I started playing them, and I was like, I can't fucking get past any level. All the levels.
For the Legacy Collection? Yeah. Like those, yeah, I have both those as well. Two is one that part of it's I played it a lot, but... That's the game that they kind of... Like, the first one was so hard...
Yeah.
...that they Americanized it. Like the normal difficulty on the American version doesn't even exist on the Japanese version. there was that time period where, like, Japanese developers just went, Americans are not good at games.
They
will not play something that's hard. It's the reason that the original Super Mario 2 never made it here until Lost Levels.
What do you think... This might go into a weird thing, so we can stop if it goes too weird. Why do you think Japanese people are so much better at these games? Is it because they just had more experience, or is it because video games are held to a higher standard over there?
Honestly, I don't know.
Because Final Fantasy IV in Japan was like one of the toughest games ever, and they brought it over here, like they can't.
Yeah, nobody. I'm not sure. I think they're just kind of more just. I think it's just kind of what's assumed.
Yeah, I guess. And they're just okay with that standard.
And a lot of people, I think here, people are a little bit more casual gamers. It's like my stuff like Candy Crush is so successful. Yeah. You don't really got to invest a lot of time. You don't got to just do it. Okay, just do that a little bit.
So it's just because we're lazier?
As far as I think, I think
that's a good point.
Easily distracted,
I think on top of that, the fact that more people in Japan play like actual video games, so there's more of a conversation piece. Like, oh, I gotta play this.
But like arcades are still huge in Japan now. And when's the last time you saw an arcade that wasn't just sad?
Arcade, which is like
but that's because people want to get drunk and play turtles in time.
I want to open up arcade on Broderbo because there isn't one there because I think it would do well. But I also don't like doing things.
I like brainstorming and then not following.
I storm my brain hell of a lot of times. You see, have you seen the Key and Peele sketch where they do Gremlins 2?
So.
Okay, after this, I'll show you this. Right. It's one of the funniest fucking things in the
episode. You can find it yourself.
Yeah, it's on YouTube under Key and Peele Gremlins 2. Also under YouTube is Ranky Very Much. You can subscribe to our video podcast.
Seamless.
Mega Man 2, do you think it's a top three game, classic NES game, though? Between these other ones we're talking about?
For what's left there, honestly, I do.
I don't know, man. I think we're giving one of those games not enough credit for how great it was. Actually, two of these games. I don't think it's a top three. We can put on the bubble and keep going on the list and see if it sticks. What do you think, Eddie?
I just know that there are tons of people who would be super shitty.
I don't give a fuck about those people. I can tell you this right now. I don't give a fuck if you think Mega Man 2 should win and it doesn't win. You can send me all your comments. You can go like my Facebook page. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel.
You can donate to my Patreon.
You can do all that stuff. You can message me on Facebook.
You can come mow his lawn.
November 16th, we do a live episode at the Athenaeum. I'm opening for the Raven and Jujubee, the Drag Race Queens, or RuPaul Drag Race. Come to that show and talk to me afterwards. Pay for a ticket. Do all that. You talking about Mega Man 2, you fuckwits. That's how you do that, guys. So I'm going to keep Mega Man 2 on the bubble here. And continue. Legend of Zelda. Is Legend of Zelda a top three classic NES game?
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Really?
I mean,
yes.
Yeah. If I was ever going to get a tattoo...
Yeah, here's the thing with Legend of Zelda that helps it a lot. Gold case game.
That was
smartest move.
Oh yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah. Ever done.
It was one of the first games, like, that gave you, like, a sense of exploration. Like,
Yeah, well, Dragon Warrior did that a little bit too, but Zelda did had a better like build up of what other places are. Yeah.
Like I kind of liked it, like, and ironically for one of the reasons I hate Metroid, but like Zelda kind of did it a lot better, where it feeds you just enough to keep going.
Yeah,
where like you literally drop in, you go in a cave, you have a sword. Go figure it out.
Yeah.
but there's enough like little things like they kind of it spoon feeds you just a little bit where you're like, oh shit, I get this candle, but then I can burn down this tree and I go down here. And then,
but then it doesn't get like too easy where it's you know at certain points like, yeah, we'll give you this thing. Now you still gotta figure it out. Are you a dumbass?
Are you a dumb baby boy?
They had a second quest, like a whole new quest after it when you beat the first one. Which is really cool for being in 1985.
So like they had they don't tie together at all. It's just a different.
It's just a different. The story is the same. The story is go defeat Ganon.
Yeah.
Like there's not really a whole lot. But like item placement is different. Dungeon layouts are different. Dungeon locations are different.
Wow.
Like, it's for like that being like a 1986
yeah.
NES cart. Like that's
the
really cool.
Born.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
They did it for the Challenger.
You're older and younger than me, Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
You're the first person to make a joke about that thing that wasn't like, I'm not that thing. Everyone, I'm not that. Well, it's the joke. Ooh, blah, blah, blah.
I was deeply offended for it.
Well, I'm just upset with the way society is these days. You know, it's all... it's all witch hunts.
Deep cut, Jeff.
Alright, so Legend of Zelda, Super Mario 3, maybe Mega Man 2, Tecmo Super Bowl is the best NES sports game.
Easily.
Not even close. That game...
The fact that there's still a community that, like, mods the game with, like, updated rosters. Like, it is so cool. Like, I can't remember what the site's called. It's, like, Tecmo Super Bowlers or something like that. But they do updated rosters every year. You can actually get, like, homebrew carts that work on your NES. It's amazing. That being said, with the other games on there, I don't know if it is, top game of all time.
None of these games affected a real person's life. In memory of them, than Bo Jackson. Tecmo Super Bowl has made Bo Jackson not just a Hall of Famer, but more than that. He became a man, and his video game character became a star. You know, I love Tecmo Super Bowl. I love all the stats.
I still play
Bennett, the end of the Buffalo Bills. I used to play the Buffalo Bills a lot. I think it's because alphabetically they were just there.
They were just the first one on the list. AFC East.
But I love the stats of it. The fact that they kept the standings, the rushing yards, the passing yards.
They actually had the team licenses. I know a lot of people suggested Tecmo Bowl. Tecmo Bowl is a game where you remember fondly. Again, like you're talking about, you remember fondly, then you actually play it, and you're like, no, shit, I want Tecmo Super Bowl.
Exactly.
That's the game I want.
Oh, no, it was the other one that was better. Sorry.
Tecmo Bowl is the great... I love Tecmo Bowl because it's the template that led to Tecmo Super Bowl 3 for...
Tecmo Super Bowl led to these things like Madden and everything, just the way that was set up and keeping stats and how people liked that and everything.
And I just liked it too because it was more arcadey, because no one's going to argue that Madden doesn't look pretty now.
Yeah.
But man, it's just, it's so...
That's all they can
do. It's such a slog, man.
Madden is so pretty in the fact that you really don't realize it's not...
Right.
Like, you look by, like, oh, it's TV. That's unbelievable that they could do that with a sporting game.
Yeah.
Eddie, what do you think?
Which one do you get rid of? That you're asking.
Do you think Tecmo Super Bowl is a top three game?
Yeah. I feel like it has to be on this list.
Okay.
It has to be on this list. I feel... Can I?
So we're making no progress.
I have decided which one I want to go, though. That's cool.
You guys are so dumb.
Yeah.
The next game on the list is Bubble Bobble. And Bubble Bobble, to me, is the greatest classic NES game of all time. It is amazing.
I enjoy it a lot. It is not better than three other games on that list.
Oh my god, it's so fucking great.
And spoiler, I don't think Eddie's even played it.
No, I don't think he has. Bubble Bobble, some of the best music?
No, the music is fantastic. The dinosaurs are fucking adorable.
The fact is, these cute little things fighting cute little things, and you're blowing the bubbles up, and then, like, yeah, the jump on the bubbles to get up. Me and my brother played this game more than any other game out there. I have so much nostalgia for this game.
I'm very happy it was put on the NES Classic. Like, I think a lot of people got to...
Yeah, well, a few people mentioned it, and I was like, fucking, I'm so glad. So I didn't want this to be said, because I'm about to cross it off. But Bubble Bobble, you are the best NES game in my heart.
For me, one of the things, the small things that kind of knocks it for me...
Racism?
Is that how much I fucking hate dinosaurs.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
No, is that it's not originally an NES game. It's not an NES original.
Oh,
it,
really?
It's based off, like, a... I can't remember. It might have been... I think it was arcades first.
Oh, okay.
So it's a port for that. Like, doesn't mean it's not a good game.
Yeah, but that's fine.
That's something for me that kind of makes it go.
That's a good point. So then we're up to the final. We got one more we got to take off.
One of these.
It looks like Zelda Super Mario 3 are in. Do you think Mega Man 2 or Tecmo Super Bowl? I vote Tecmo Super Bowl.
To stay?
To stay.
To stay.
Eddie?
I agree. Yeah, I was going to go with Mega Man. Get out.
Well,
Mega
apparently, Mega I don't fucking matter.
Mega Man 2! Gone! Hey! Mega Man 2's the best game! This is how I talk! I'm a fucking loser! Good! I'm glad it's gone.
I hope someone mega busts in your face. That's what I want.
Well, right, I'm okay with that, because I'm progressive.
That's what I want for you.
I'm super progressive. Yeah, let it do that. You know, I don't care. Gender doesn't matter.
You guys are bad at video games.
We're down to our final three, Tecmo Super Bowl, Super Mario 3, and Legend of Zelda. You know, earlier before the game, before this podcast, I told Ryan there's three or four that I would like. If they won, I'd be okay with. And they're all gone.
Well, what ones were that?
Bubble Bobble, Super Dodgeball, Battletoads. Those three, I love those games a whole bunch. Those are probably my top three of those games. I think for you, top three is Zelda, Mario, Mega Man, and for you, I have no idea what your top three is.
Why? Who are you?
it's definitely Zelda, Mario, Battletoads, probably.
Didn't you take Battletoads off the list?
Yeah, he did.
I did. I get the people.
And Eddie likes to vote.
I get the people what they want.
I was voting Trump. Okay, we're down to our final three. What one do you think doesn't exist? Shouldn't be in the final two? My understanding of what you guys said is Tecmo Super Bowl.
And it's one of those things that I would say of those three games, I have played Tecmo Super Bowl.
More
than the other two, but as far as
the whole point of the game is repeated.
That's the whole thing. You don't beat it, really. You just keep to.
Also, the beauty of Tecmo Super Bowl, they didn't have to come up with a new football game every year. You just played that game for like 5 years straight.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Yeah, the second one didn't come out until on Super Nintendo for maybe 3 years.
Yeah, that game wasn't as good.
Yeah, the third. I like the third one a lot. they fixed the third one.
Okay.
Second one's actually pretty hard to get a hold of.
The Tecmo Super Bowl?
Tecmo Super Bowl 2.
Oh, gotcha. I have Tecmo Super Bowl right over there.
Yeah.
We're down to our final two. And at the end of the day, I get it. This should be the final two battle. Mega Man 2, kind of, maybe, but fuck Mega Man. Super Mario 3 is better than Mega Man 2. And that's like, you know what I mean? Super Mario 3 is just definitively better than Mega Man 2. So, we're down to our final two. We haven't talked about Super Mario 3 that much.
At all, really.
So, off the list. Zelda wins! Super Mario 3, what are your views on it? You guys haven't talked about it much. Eddie, what do you think about Super Mario 3?
I'm not gonna lie to you, man. Everyone loves Super Mario 3. I'm not the hugest fan
of it. You just said it's in your top three! What kind of world do you live in?
It's a sad, weird one.
He's like, I wanted RoboCop on this list! I wanted Battle Chess on this list!
Look.
I want the Where's Waldo game.
I'm just comparing things.
Which I do have over there. Also, do you ever play Funhouse?
I do.
Dude, I have Funhouse. That game, incredibly difficult.
Oh, yeah, because it's garbage.
Yeah, it's so bad. I played that game so much. Also, Super Mario Brothers number 1 and Duck Hunt not on the list. I'm surprised at that.
That's what that was going to be my point.
That's the same thing with like why Mega Man 2 is on the list because like Super Mario like that's the best selling NES game of all time. But like,
yeah.
3 is definitely the definitive version.
Yeah, and that's Mario the, like, for the NES. I don't know. Maybe I'm just some sort of like.
I've got Air Fortress, bases loaded, goal.
It's goal.
Dude, goal. Good soccer game.
It's just Pele. No one else.
Okay, so what were you saying about Super Mario 3, Eddie, before you said you didn't like it? No one ever
was? It's not that I don't like it. Super Mario 3 is super enjoyable. It's just that...
Super enjoyable 3.
I played a ton of the regular Super Mario, the first Super Mario, and then you get up there and you got raccoon wings and fucking feathers and all kinds of crazy shit, and it's just like, it felt like it got away from what Mario was.
Yeah,
originally.
And it made it better.
I mean, yeah, it made it better, so but it just made better. It made it, like...
What's your favorite suit? Kind
of, like, way easier. So.
What's your favorite Super Mario 3 suit?
I guess the raccoon suit.
I like frog.
Yes, if it's not hammer suit, get the fuck out of here.
You're wasting everyone's time. Raccoon, frog, and hammer. Ryan, what are your feelings on Super Mario 3?
I love the game. Like, I don't... It's not my favorite Mario game of all time, like it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But...
It's not my favorite Mario and Nintendo game.
Yeah.
We all just said the same thing, and I got shit out so hard.
Yeah, well, because you said it was one of your top three games of all time, like...
Well, so did you.
I love it.
On this list.
On this list.
Yeah.
It's not on my list. But, like the game, it's just...
Everything is going well. Is there games you should have on this that you guys like to talk about? It's is fine.
Yeah.
Same in the horror movies. Same fucking thing again.
Like, it had everything, like, had multiple, like, levels, like, being able to fly up to different areas and fun things. The power-ups opened up so much more that you could do. I love that, like, the freaking whistles. The whistles alone.
The maps.
Yeah. Having that, like, map area, like, yeah.
It's just like Mario OP, man. It's just like, he's just so... I miss having to, like, actually jump and, like, make a jump. You know what I mean? Instead of having to just, like, fly. Because now, like, he can fucking take his hat off and throw it on people and control their brains.
Oh, Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, like, what the hell?
I promise you, though, if they just kept... Like, you know what one of the biggest things that people have against Mario?
What?
They keep making the same game! And apparently Eddie's, like, the one guy who's like, yes, please! Keep making that game!
You know, that might be a good podcast, ranking the best Mario game. Because that includes Kart. That includes...
You can get really...
Mario,
Doctor, Paper.
Sports.
Mario
RPG, which is...
What's that Mario... Mario where you can make, like, music?
Mario Paint.
That's one pretty fun.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool one right there. I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. Mario Paint was...
Mario Maker. It's tremendous. No, it's tremendous. Like, if you want to keep playing Mario 1 levels, get Super Mario Maker.
There's literally billions. What I love, though, I love Super Mario 2, which is not a popular opinion.
Yeah.
But Super Mario 2, being Princess or Luigi, where finally they were the ones you wanted to be, not Mario. Yeah. Because Luigi just kicked his legs off.
Him and his little...
And Princess just floated. Which led to Smash Brothers Melee on the GameCube where you could be Princess. And what I would do with me and my buddies playing college all the time, I would just be Princess and float above them while they all fought each other. And then I'd come and hit with a parasol and be like, ha-ha, I win again! Fuck you, Joe! Ha-ha, I cheat!
A lot of people don't like Mario 2 for the same reason they don't like Zelda 2 because it's so much different than the other ones.
Birdo.
But like, I like Mario 2.
Mario 2 has my favorite music.
Yeah, I don't care if it's just a reskin of Doki Doki Panic, and like, I don't care about that at all. It's so much fun.
It's pulling onions out for no reason.
Yeah.
And when you pitch that, when you take the key and the thing starts chasing you and you're just...
Oh, that was, as a kid, that was the most terrifying.
Yeah, you're like, it just starts, oh my, it's like, that was so good, because like, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh yeah, that whole, because it's a dream.
A dream. Yeah, I guess.
Spoilers, I'm sorry if I ruined a 30 plus year old game.
And Mario wakes up with morning wood, he goes, ooh, Mama Mia.
I had really weird photo dreams.
Adventures.
It's because he had warts, am I right?
Jesus Christ. So we're going to vote for our favorite classic NES game between Legend of Zelda, Super Mario 3. And I think Will not be surprised at the results. but actually, this is pretty close. I don't know what's going to win here. I lost
them. Well, we can't cross that
up now. They both win. It's a tie. I win. Everybody wins. Okay. I think I showed my ass crack to them all day today.
And that was weird. I studied under Dr. Mario, alright? It's gonna happen.
When you see an ass that I can think of me! Get a beer mask! Have some pills! Take some pills! Mario! Luigi doesn't know I do this.
Don't tell Luigi!
That's an Italian shot.
Shusha!
Eddie Brown, as the most medium-aged person here.
Okay.
What is your vote for best classic NES game between Legend of Zelda and Super Mario 3?
I'm gonna go.
You can talk about it if you need to. You don't have to give it right away. Or you can give it right away. I don't care.
I'm gonna go with Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda! One vote there. I am up next. I have never played Legend of Zelda, so I am voting Super Mario 3.
Impossible!
I am voting Super Mario 3. Even if I did play Zelda, I still think I like Super Mario 3. Because I played that a whole bunch. I love being a frog. I love being a frog a whole bunch. So that comes up to Ryan Niemiller, the tie-breaking vote between Legend of Zelda and Super Mario 3. You can just say it, or you can talk it out. Your vote is the big one.
This is a lot of pressure.
And these are two games that either people watching are going to be upset if they win.
Someone's going to be mad.
Well, you know, who's going to be mad? The government.
People
are going to be watching. Wow. It could be a lot of people. No! We're
now! Oh, God!
I will say without us, we're definitely not being watched.
If you want to not be watched by people, get on Facebook Live. That's not a guarantee that no one will see you. I am going to have to go Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda, folks! Legend of Zelda wins this whole thing. The way you talked about it the first time, the way you know about Super Mario 3, probably made it pretty obvious that was going to happen. But Legend of Zelda, best classic NES game, which teaches you one thing, folks, marketing. Make your case gold or different than all the other cases, and you're going to one day win. So that's why best SNES game is Maximum Carnage.
It was a red case.
Or Doom.
Oh, yeah.
Killer Instinct.
Wasn't there a blue one? There was a blue one, I thought. Maybe it's like, not Pilot Wings.
Tony Hawk.
No, that, you're thinking N64. N64 had some blue cards.
Yeah, that's what it was. Banjo-Kazooie. That was yellow.
Yeah, so
Donkey Kong.
What's your favorite colored cart?
Well, I don't see color. Anyways. Super Mario 64. I wouldn't mind doing best 64 game, but that's just going to come down to Super Mario 64, Mario Kart 64, and GoldenEye, I think.
Not great enough time.
Pilot Wings.
Ocarina of Time. Pilot Wings is great. Ocarina of Time.
I'm sorry.
I never played any Zelda game in my life. I played Breath of the Wild for a little bit. Rachel has it. My girlfriend Rachel. And I never put armor on. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm walking around my underwear. And I started doing things, like solving puzzles accidentally. And she was pissed. She was so mad.
As she should be.
I dove into a pond. The guy at the thing, she's like, you're not supposed to know to do that. And I go,
this is as bad as Eddie Brown not buying any gear and then saying Dragon Warrior sucks. I went out there unarmed and got killed. This is a shitty game.
Anyways, folks, that's the podcast. That's Frank. Thank you very much. Best classic NES game is Legend of Zelda. I don't know. I think my guest again, Eddie Brown. Do you have any Twitter or Facebook or Instagram things you'd like to play?
Absolutely not. No.
Okay, that's Eddie Brown, folks. The lovely Ryan Niemiller. They're both very funny comics. And Ryan Niemiller, he's a headliner.
I dabble in headlining.
He travels around the country. And does shows.
I'm going to be in scenic Oklahoma City.
That's nice. South of here. Really? Yeah, Oklahoma City. I'm going to Tulsa in January.
Oh, you did Lindemann?
Then the casino.
Oh, okay.
Lacey Applegate. I met her when I did the Blue Whale Festival. She liked my submission video a lot.
Nice.
And I go.
Tulsa's fun.
I like that.
They have a couple of really good video games there. Every time I work the Looney Bin down there.
Really?
Video game store.
I'm going to get into this fucking Looney Bin. But Ryan Niemiller, you also have a blog you used to make, which refers to what we're talking about.
Yes. I am, and I don't have the site up for it yet, so I'm in the process of doing that. But I am trying to theoretically beat 1,000 unique video games. I'm up to like 75 right now. It's going well. It's going well, but I kind of do little reviews on that. I'm a big retro video game collector.
You can run through Atari games really quickly.
For a lot of them, yeah. Like literally, Dragster, you can beat in 6 seconds.
You turn it on. I have Dragster over there.
That game is really cool.
I don't have a way to play it. I have Atari games in my other room, but I don't have any way to play them.
Atari is tough to play anymore. Yeah. Most TVs don't have the prongs for. I do have an old CRT that I think I can do it on.
Oh, gotcha.
But you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at CrippleThreat8. That is also my PSN and Xbox Live.
Do you do Twitch?
I'm working on it.
Trying to switch this podcast to Twitch if I can. Yeah. I actually hate meet and greet that I'm doing it on.
Oh,
Joe.
No.
What's up, Eddie?
I forgot I have a thing. One thing.
What's your thing, Eddie?
Just one
tell us about your thing.
Tell us your one thing after he's in the middle of his whole thing.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Purple Thread 8, Twitter, Instagram.
I'm on Bumble.
You can check out my show, Eddie Brown Show, at The Eddie Brown Show. Facebook, YouTube.
What is this show?
The Eddie Brown Show. It's a satirical politics show.
Okay. When did you do this?
I started, I don't know, a few months ago.
You think that would be a major thing that you'd be quick to promote? You were like, nobody look for me ever.
Oh, wait, I do a thing on YouTube.
Here's this big passion project I'm working on.
You guys are just intimidating, man. I'm just trying to do my thing. It's every Wednesday.
Eddie Brown.
Eddie Brown show.
Eddie Brown.
Check us out, like us on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, Eddie Brown Show, go check that out. It sounds really interesting and good, considering I didn't know anything about it before that thing was brought up. So now I'm interested. I'll definitely check it out after this. I have to check out Keaton Peele and Gremlins too. But you can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmericaN22. You can like the Rank You Very Much Facebook page. That's all I really want you to do. I want you to like the Facebook page. And if you want to as well, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That helps. We have like over 20 old episodes on YouTube. Some of them.
I thought you were going to say over 20 subscribers.
Oh, no, we do not.
I have made dozens of dollars in comedy. Thank you.
Dozens. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I would love to make some money, but you know, it's tough with YouTube. I think that YouTube is a good platform for this. But you need to get the YouTube Red so you can kind of have it play in the background while you do other things. But this is a good podcast. Everyone's been on it. It's always really enjoyed it. I stand by the product. So definitely subscribe to YouTube.
I've had an adequate time.
Well, that's on you. But thank you so much for being on the show, Eddie, Ryan. That's Rank You Very Much. Best classic NES game, Legend of Zelda. You're welcome. Good night, everybody.
Bye, nerds.